I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Joe Biden wrapped up 2 days of meetings with leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy democracies in Italy on Friday. G7 leaders focused on threats they say China poses to the global economy in AI ethics, as championed by Pope Francis. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakuswara reports.
Leaders held a session on economic threats posed by China, including Beijing's practice of flooding global markets with cheap electric vehicles, its trade and investment practices in developing countries, and support for Russia's war machine. President Joe Biden highlighted the issue in his press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
China is not supplying weapons, but the ability to produce those weapons and the technology available to do it. So it is, in fact, helping Russia.
On Friday, the group also discussed the root causes of migration and how to combat the smuggling of migrants. Patsy Wadakuswara, VOA News, Brindisi, Italy.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to visit North Korea, the latest sign of deepening ties between Moscow and Pyongyang. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
As recently as 2017, Russia supported UN sanctions on North Korea. The world has changed, though. Now, Russia depends on North Korean weapons in its war in Ukraine. Both are searching for allies as part of their bigger struggle against the West, suggesting the cooperation could last. North Korea's satellite program is a likely area of cooperation. Recent North Korean launches have shown signs of Russian help. Putin appears to be looking for more ways to help North Korea, but much of that interaction would violate UN sanctions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Facing a bigger and better-equipped enemy, Ukrainian forces are heavily reliant on older soldiers to defend the country against relentless Russian assaults. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has the story.
Ukrainian forces, now 27 months into a war with Russia, have become heavily reliant on older soldiers to defend the country. But they need reinforcements. 33rd Mechanized Brigade Chief Sergeant, call sign deputy, is 44 years old.
In reality, the average age of our brigade soldiers is quite high. They understand why they're here. For the sake of their kids and grandchildren.
Fewer volunteers line up to fight for their country than in the first months of the war. Ukraine is now under pressure to call up more troops. 50-year-old Ukrainian soldier Bell had this appeal to compatriots.
Everyone will have kids and families at some point. They need to be defended now, not whenever you're given a draft notice.
That was Freddie Joyner for Reuters. U.S. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson wants to take Attorney General Merrick Garland to court for audio of President Joe Biden. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports on House Republican legal efforts to hold the Attorney General in contempt.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will go to court to enforce the subpoena against Attorney General Merrick Garland for access to President Joe Biden's special counsel audio interview. The legal effort follows the Justice Department's refusal to prosecute Republicans' contempt of Congress charge. Johnson called the refusal sadly predictable. Republicans have demanded the audio of the special counsel's interview of the president about improper retention of classified documents. A transcript was handed over. Garland has said releasing the audio could jeopardize future sensitive investigations. Norman Hall, Washington.
The U.S.-led campaign against Iran-backed Houthi rebels has turned into the most intense running sea battle the Navy has faced since World War II. More than 50 vessels have been clearly targeted by the rebels. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Commander Eric Blomberg and the destroyer USS Laboon are not facing a global power like Russia or China, but rather the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have launched nearly daily attacks for months in the Red Sea.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing.
Jets from the aircraft carrier Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Laboon's firepower have scrambled to take out Houthi drones and missiles aimed at civilians. Vessels and warships. The U.S. and its partners are trying to both protect a vital commercial shipping lane and themselves. I'm Sagar Magani.
El Salvador authorities have announced in a statement that one metric ton of cocaine was seized at sea. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.